Welcome to
the Tribes of Israel
Congregation. Our
telephone number is
888-447-1695.
You can email us
at scribe@riseisrael.com.
Visit us at 12t.co.
Are the laws of Moses the laws of God? That's the question that we want to answer today. And the reason why is because a lot of times our people reject as a whole any part of the laws that are given by Moses. In fact, when you tell a lot of people about the Ten Commandments, they might accept that. But then within the Ten Commandments, you speak to them about the Sabbath day and they go, whoa, 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 we don't have to do that. Christ came and died. That is no longer valid, or, you know, it doesn't apply to me. These are things that happen because of their ignorance in the scriptures. And the reason that they're ignorant is, first of all, they don't pick up their Bibles to study. And if they do, they're taught in their churches that the so-called Old Testament is no longer valid, is no longer to be read, is no longer part of the foundation of Christ. And that's a big mistake. And the reason that's a big mistake is because the laws that were given to Moses, or the laws of Moses, are in fact the laws of God. And if we go to Christ, if we go to the book of Luke, chapter 24, we're going to see that Christ himself used the laws of Moses to teach. And not only to teach, but to apply it to himself and to the disciples. So here in Luke chapter 24 and verse 44 says, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you." So now by this point, Christ already died. 3 days later, he resurrected. Now he's among the disciples teaching them. He said, "These are the words that I spake unto you," meaning I said this already to you, "while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled." And what I meant by all things must be fulfilled, that there's prophecies about him written within the scriptures that you could actually read about how he was supposed to be born, the way he was going to die, the resurrection, his doctrine, what he was going to teach. All these things could actually be found. In fact, the fact that we are believing in Christ is written that we must believe in Christ. That's part of obeying God. So here it is, it says that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. So yes, in the writings of Moses, which is called here the laws of Moses, Christ is written of. Christ is spoken of. So if we decide we're not going to keep it or even read it, you are, in fact, missing a big chunk of wisdom and of understanding that will help you later on when you start reading from the Gospels on. So you got people that read the letters of Paul, they read the book of Acts, and they can't understand at all what it's saying because of the fact that they don't know the history, they don't know the prophecies, they don't know the laws that were written in the so-called Old Testament. So when it says that were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. By the way, the Bible wasn't known as the Bible. When you read the scriptures, it actually calls it the book of the law. So when it says the law of Moses, it's not saying that Moses created these laws, or that these laws are his, but that Moses was the person that the Heavenly Father used to teach us the laws. And that it's a way of saying, you know, the first five books. Instead of calling it the first five books of Moses, our forefathers used to call it the law of Moses. Because when you read the law, God will say to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel." So we understood that they were actually God's law. It came from the mouth of God, and it was given to Moses to teach it to us. So Moses was simply a mediator, a middleman. In fact, that's the reason why we have Christ. Because we cannot deal directly with God. We have to deal with Christ to get the words of God. Christ is also a mediator. He replaced Moses in that sense. Matter of fact, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, because to show you when he said, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So there's a law written about Christ. And there's not just one, there's multiple, but we're going to cover one. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, it's going to teach us why the Heavenly Father gave us the Messiah, why he gave us the King that we call Jesus Christ in English. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15, it explains Christ. Because it says here in Deuteronomy 18 and 15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee. And if you're reading along in your Bibles, you will notice that the P is capital because it's trying to emphasize that this is the prophet that the Most High was always speaking on all throughout the scriptures. The man that was going to be called the Messiah, the King of Israel. It says, from the midst of thee. What do I mean from the midst of thee? He's going to be an Israelite. He's going to be from our people. It says, of thy brethren, meaning within our people, this man was going to come out of, like unto me. So now Moses is the one speaking. He's saying, the Lord is going to give you a prophet that's going to be like me. Now, when we think about that, how was Moses? What was Moses to the people? Moses was the lawgiver. Moses was a mediator. Moses was the leader at that time of the nation of Israel. So in like fashion, Christ was going to be those things. It says, unto him ye shall hearken. So unto him you shall listen, you shall obey. That's what I mean by hearken. You're going to hear. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly. And what that means is Moses is going back to some history. And he's saying, look, remember when you got the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 19 and 20? In the day of the assembly, when all Israel gathered themselves to hear the voice of God, actually give them the Ten Commandments. This is something that no nation could say has ever happened to them, where God himself let his voice be heard by all the people of Israel. So these laws, these commandments, like for instance, the Sabbath day, which a lot of our people reject, didn't come from Moses. It came from the voice of God. But let's keep reading. According to all that desires of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. So the children of Israel saw this great, great, great event as something so fearful and terrible in sight and in sound that they were so afraid that they said, please make him stop. Please make him stop. We don't want to hear his voice no more. We don't want to see the fire and the shaking and the smoke and the sound of trumpets. They were so fearful that they said, Moses, you teach us the law. You speak to him and you tell us his law. You teach us his law out of his mouth. So in verse 17, it says, and the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. So the Most High found that pleasing, because the Heavenly Father had, since the beginning, planned for Christ to have been our leader, the go-to person to get to him. He said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. So he told Moses, this is what he said. I'm going to raise a prophet like you. And I will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. He shall speak to them all that I command him. Showing you, Christ was going to teach us commandments that were coming from God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. And what that means is, this is the reason why we have to believe in Christ. It's actually a law. If we don't obey God in honoring and obeying the voice that comes from him to Christ, to us, because Christ is the mediator, remember, he's the middleman. So if God commands us to keep the Sabbath through Christ, if God commands us to not to kill, or, you know, like Christ said, I give you a new commandment. Even though it's not really new, he said, I give you a new commandment. Love thy neighbor as thyself. If we say, nah, I'm not going to do any of the things Christ said. I'm not going to obey him. I'm not even going to believe in him. Then the Heavenly Father will require it of you. And the way he will require it of you, that means he will destroy your soul. You already condemned, as other scriptures teach. So I hope that with this lesson, you understand that the laws of Moses, in fact, is the laws of God. Shalom.